represent the most significant reforms of America's national security organizations since the 40s, 1940s, at the beginning of the Cold War. And it's not coincidental, since after 9/11, we understood that we were facing a very different threat to our national security, and with an intensity that we hadn't experienced through most of American history, a very real threat to our homeland security. So as I look back, I really want to, again, thank you, your predecessors in each of these roles, with on the FBI, it's Bob Mueller's pretty much been there the whole time, and the thousands of federal employees who work under you, because I think without question, because of all that the three organizations represented here before us have done, the American people have been much safer here at home than we otherwise would have been, we the American people would have been, if you had not existed. So with a lot of gratitude, I thank you for that remarkable transformation. We've made a lot of progress. We've kept the enemy away for most of the last 11 years. The most significant, I put it a different way, the most lethal threats on our attacks on our homeland have actually been carried out, as we know, by homegrown terrorists, Hassan at Fort Hood and Bledsoe at the Army recruiting station in Little Rock. But, you know, the battle goes on, and it's hard to reach a conclusion other than it will go on for a long time. Obviously, we hold this hearing today still.